Little cutie. Quite the reaction there. I was just waking you up. Why? Because I was lonely and you are always going to be my fixation. My focus, if you will. Don't be that way. I promise I'm not that bad. And besides that, you're more than that bad. Says you. And just what part of that is believable? Have you ever thought before you said that? Just relax then. If you're so convinced that you're not that special, then why, pray tell, did I end up with you? Are you accusing me of having bad taste in romantic interest? Or are you just hell-bent putting yourself down? Look, everyone has things to work on, even me. And as confident as I can be, you know my insecurities. You know that for all the titles and things, I barely even made it to nationals. You can be a prince all you want, but at the end of the day, if there's no kingdom, what does it matter? A prince is just a title without anything. Everything has meaning, right? Then you should understand it. You give me that meaning. You make me feel like I have something. That there's value in this time we spend. That when I look at you sleeping, well, I'll leave that one as a secret. Promise I'm not a stalker, though. I can't be. If we live together. Loopholes. Come on, my toxic trait isn't that bad, is it? So that's how it is. Playing that game. You're so confident you can beat me. You're welcome to try, of course, but what makes you think that I, the one you fell head over heels in love with, would ever lose to you? Good point. I did indeed fall in love with you just as hard, maybe even harder. But I'll raise you that you can't even look me straight in the eye when I call you out on it. Good morning. Oh, little cutie, just look at you. Back against the wall and fitting perfectly into my arms. You know, these arms aren't just for volleyball. In fact, I would say they're more specialized in holding you. Look at me, baby. That's it, little cutie. A little honesty goes a long way, don't you think? I'll never get tired of teasing you. Hey, that's a little bit off limits, isn't it? After volleyball, what's next? I swear, you always know when I'm distracting. At least it's not coping yet. The injury I got last week. It's nothing I'm too proud of, but more time with you. It only affects such rigorous activities as leaping and jumping. My tendons aren't the best. Turns out being tall isn't all that good for your body. Especially being tall and extremely active. Well, it's good, but things like this happen sometimes, little cutie, don't worry. Plus, I'm recovering. It's not as though I'm permanently out of things. Even then, though, what is it you wanted to say? I know that look, little cutie. I know it way too well. Not to be forceful, but wouldn't it be better if you told me? You saw what? No, I... Honey... I never thought that this would come up. My past, huh? And someone was moonlighting as being in a relationship with me. Little cutie, I... It's not like that. Please believe me. Please don't shut the door. It's my fault for being a playboy. That my past would come and haunt me. And you locked the door, huh? Please, baby. I know how this looks. Of course I do. I realized a long time ago. I did used to be that kind of person who would do deplorable things, like play around with people's feelings because I was blinded by the fact that I could get anything. Having good looks was all I really had. Talent came later. But when I had both of them, I made mistakes. I know it's not now, but your feelings are, little cutie. I know, I knew something was wrong. No. No. Damn it, it's not like that. Those ghosts of my past are nothing I'm proud of, nor things that affect me now in the sense that... Look, I won't make excuses. I love you, little cutie. I want to be with you forever. But I know all the past me was a real jerk. And I've done things, even to you, that I'm not proud of. Perhaps we rushed too quickly in love that I forgot. That there's too fast. Such thing as that didn't even cross my mind. Did I hurt your feelings? The silence, little cutie. The silence is the killer, isn't it? I never cheated on you. I didn't. And I wouldn't, and I won't. But that doesn't mean that I should have put better boundaries. I should have distanced myself from all of the attention I usually got, but I was so used to the status quo, the normal of what was expected of me that I... You're right, little cutie. I said no. Excuse it. But I don't know how to say this in any other way except... I don't want to lose you because of people I don't care about that I thought I did at one point. At all. It's not like that, little cutie. It's not. I would never, ever betray you. And I want to do better. I hate the star in between us. I hate it so much. And I know that sometimes I get carried away. I may seem like I give attention, but realistically, I don't know how to handle it now. I spent my whole life living one way as the center of attention, and the moment I fall out of it, I'm so mad at myself. So frustrated. Because all this time, I wasn't searching for the attention. I was addicted to it. I was trying so hard to please everyone and selfishly pleasing myself. I was gonna tell you, but to think you'd find out this way, little cutie, I'm sorry. From the bottom of my heart, I'm sorry. It's not perfect. It's not even okay. But I mean those words. And I want to ask for your forgiveness. Please. Don't cast me aside. It was lonely. Having only expectations and people all around who saw my face in one look thought they knew me. Thought my life was so cushy, and sure, maybe it was. By some people's standards, I was spoiled. It was too much. Guess this prince tumbled like Humpty Dumpty off the wall. I had such a fragile ego that I couldn't break down like I did with you. My failures and my troubles. There was even a time when I, much like you standing on that side of the door, found that I felt betrayed. I felt wronged. I was so mad and sad, and then feelings just kept pouring out. One after the other, like a hole in a bathtub, ruining everything. Little cutie, won't you listen to me? Won't you give me a chance to talk? You don't have to peek through the crack of the door. I would never try and force myself in. I know why I'm out here, but I want to be in there with you again. Are you sure? You promise? You're not just saying that. I'm glad then. So glad. It's not me taking the situation for granted, but I can't help but get this happy. Just being in your arms is enough, but with that said, I'm not making light of this. There's much to work out, and you can ask me anything at all. I'll tell you. Because to me, there's nothing more important than you, little cutie. I love you. And I regret ever saying that word to anyone else. Now is he living that cocky life? Sure, it had its merits, and I don't regret everything, but I think I'd prefer a cocky life with you by my side. So that whenever there's those photos, whenever there's those novels, those articles, everything gets made of me, with or without my consent. When the limelight presses against us in the cold-blooded attempt to dig its claws into our lives, I'll protect you. And no scandal. Nothing that could ever come from us being who we are. Together. In love. I won't let any of this. This is all about making things right. To think an article would have such a profane and profound effect on us. A piece of paper that made the castle walls crumble down. It was something I never thought I would feel. I thought I had nothing to hide. But in reality, I was just being cocky again. I was too confident that it didn't matter now. It was all in the past, but when people go digging and it has real consequences in your feelings that you were hurt this way, that I wronged you in a sense, I regret that it was ever published. That our lives, which are meant to be private, get violated in such a way. No, I'm aware it comes with the territory, but for it to be spun this way, fuck my reputation, baby. I don't care about my reputation right now. I care about you and your feelings and your heart that I know is much more delicate than I deserve, and that I still have much to work on. Many things that bother me, from addiction to vitriol in the sense of burying myself in it. That work and the annals of acting. That sometimes it's hard to turn it off. And I never want to act in front of you. God, I never want that. And I'll be damned if I let some article that's ripping through the wilds of the internet ruin what we have. I'll be damned if I don't take accountability for everything I've ever done, wrong or otherwise. I would go so far as to give it all up. The fame and fortune, it's nothing without you. Little cutie, you make it. You make me the man I am. Not in the codependent way. Well, that too, maybe, but in the way that I feel alive. I feel well. I feel like I can breathe. Like my life isn't falling to pieces when I'm with you. I love you. And I've never lied. Not once. Not about loving you, not about caring. and not about the future I dream of with us. The future for just you and me exclusively. That I want no one's hands in but you. Your hand in mine. That's the only plan I've got. That's the only plan I ever want to have. I want that future with you so bad it hurts. And these bumps along the road just... they just add to how much I feel for you. Reminders of how much I care. Even if it's painful to see. Little cutie, I would do anything, give anything for you. And I know you would never ask that. You would never ask me to give up so much, and then... that almost hurts because... I want to prove myself to you. So a kiss is a good start. But I'm greedy, you see. Oh, so greedy. That a kiss could never be enough. You deserve so, so much more. Little cutie. Won't you be mine forever? Won't you let me charm you all over again? I see you, little cutie. Now, many times has it been that we've done this? Kissing, holding, and everything that comes between it. It just feels so safe. Do you feel that way in my arms, little cutie? I dream in my heart of hearts that you do. That my kisses do more than reach your lips. That my hands help ever so slightly to convey what my lips cannot. That my touch caressing your beautiful, perfect body. How do you manage to be so beautiful, handsome, gorgeous, everything? You're so incredible, baby. I'm gushing over you every time I look into your eyes. Or I gaze. I just want more. More of you. Little cutie. Won't you be mine? You deserve more than anything. So perfect.
That silky skin feels like a dream, but I know I'm awake. That smile steals my heart and makes it skip a beat. And always yours. That look proves that I'm not completely out of your heart, am I? May I have permission to perhaps get a little bit more of that heart of yours? Permission to spoil you truly in every way you could imagine. I promise, little cutie, you won't regret that. You've been a real naughty girl today, haven't you, little cutie? Is what I'd like to say. Pushing you against the door is just an excuse to see that back. A perfectly kissable, perfectly proportioned and so right for me. Shh, none of that. No complaints or objections. Remember, this is special. This is me giving my all to you. May be a greedy man that you've fallen in love with. But for all my greed, sometimes the best solution is for your mind to go blank, isn't it? To tackle those maddening things as you can do so, but not right now. Right now, you're too stressed, little cutie. You're way too stressed. Little cutie. I slipped right inside. Look at you. That pussy was begging for my hot fucking cock. Little cutie, this time I won't disappoint you. No more disappointments today. Not even one. Fuck the clothes, fuck everything, and especially you, little cutie. Now, if you don't mind, I'll be having you as my everything. I wanted to say something cool, if I'm honest, but my brain went far too blank, far too quick, and honestly, I wanted to hear your moans more. I wanted to hear you breathless because of me, lost because of me, no more thoughts because of me. And what better way than this fucking door that separated us for me to take out that frustration against and fuck you properly like this? You were too much like that. way too much. Acting like I would ever have eyes for anyone else, despite how much you know me. You know me. Shall we get more acquainted? Even more so. Oh, little cutie. Oh, you feeling good? Can't hurt to have an intermission to kiss that cute neck. Besides, after everything, I'm a little shaky. I only wished for more of you to prove it with my body, to prove it with my heart. Can't let it be over that quick. I'm sorry. Wouldn't be fair if we didn't have to both edge ourselves like this. And you holding out like that. You're pretty good, aren't you, cutie? Fuck that door. Fuck everything. I just want you, baby. Makes me regret it a little less. You're so full, baby. Come here. Oh, that's it. I know it wasn't complicated. It lacked so many things. This little lovemaking session, but I wanted to be one with you so bad. To make a covenant and cum and juices and to prove that I'm not just some horn dog for anyone. I'm a horn dog for you. Isn't it obvious? My foreplay was shit, if you could even call it that. The rest of me. I'm a washed up fool in a world that probably hates me now. Do you mind being with someone so unfavorable? A fallen celebrity, perhaps? I know. Whenever people are talking, there's bound to be things, good and bad, that are said about you. And yet, I'm glad they're said about me instead of you.
I'm glad they painted you as a victim in a narrative, and that you won't have to deal with this. That I have to deal with this. I'll be your shield to protect you, but your man to love you, but your struggling sex addict and oh so desperate boyfriend, lover, husband, all at once. I want to be all those things to you because I don't know when to quit. And I certainly can't quit you now, can I? Not now, not ever. I'll never leave. Because this is where I belong. This is where my home is. In your arms like this. I wanted the cuddles more than the sex, if that makes sense. The sex is great, but the holding, the looking into your eyes, the feeling you warm against me, raw skin against skin, the connection is palpable in such a way that I can't ever get enough of it. I love you. I love you. And big surprise, I love you. And I hope you'll continue to love me too. Something as simple as a kiss making me cry. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. I wonder what the news would think of this. Would they spin it to something sinister somehow? Let them. I don't mind anymore. Because my mistakes are my own. My mistakes are things I will take accountability for. And the only mistake I see right now is not telling you more about my past that I was ashamed of. And not being as transparent as I should have been. Darling, will you forgive me? That is not what I expected you to say, actually. My heart sank preparing for the worst because some lingering doubts and self-esteem issues that just never got tackled back when I was in school. You think I'd have high self-esteem, and I do. I do. But that's the problem. It's poetic. It's everything, but it's not. It's not me entirely. It's a simplified, dumbed-down version that never could. You're the only one who will ever get to see or feel me. You'll never get anything less than all of me. I promise you. I promise it on my pinky finger, on my heart, on 1,000 needles right through the eye. I don't mind. And with my fear of needles, you shouldn't be surprised when I take that serious. Little cutie. My little cutie.